That may be the first time it ever went smooth.
Yay! Whoa.
Yay! Hey.
It's my very professional English vibes I'm sending, obviously.
Well, everything is better with an English accent, right?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to argue.
Like if X-Files, everybody had an English accent, it would be better.
Oh, who could they have on it?
All the same people, just doing English accents.
Oh, well, Gillian Anderson's English, so she can do an English accent.
Yeah, it threw me off when I saw her on, what was that? What's that one she's on? The Fall?
Animal? Oh, The Fall.
Yeah, that threw me off a bit.
Is that English?
She's in Ireland, but I think she's playing an Irish character.
So it's not Jamie Dornan doing another horrible American accent, is it?
No, he's not doing an American accent.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Okay, that's good.
He's just raping and killing, so there's that.
Ooh. Well, that's a bit like 50 Shades of Grey, then,
yeah,
isn't it?
Well, and he's doing, push-ups and stuff, and yeah, so he does that stuff, too.
Keep talking,
You may want to check it out. And Julianne Anderson, very sassy in it, very sassy.
Oh, she's the best.
She's in control. She's like Uber Dana Scully in this.
Nice.
She would pretty much take...
So she has really, really big daddy issues then?
No. Well, yeah, probably. But she would eat up Stingray and spit him out and step on him on the way out the door in The Fall.
Oh, that would be so hot. Oh, my God.
And everybody is lost, right?
Yeah.
Rob is lost, has no idea what the hell's going on.
The greatest love story ever is Walter Skinner... Assistant Director Walter Skinner and Dana Scully. Forget all this Mulder Scully rubbish. No.
It's all about Stingray and Scully.
Stingray and Scully. Oh. best couple in X-Files, apart from Mulder and Krycek.
They kind of are. Yeah, those two. And their wacky hijinks getting beat up in bathrooms.
Well, as I say every week, pretty much, I'm going to point out Mulder and Scully have not had a kiss in X-Files yet, in the point that we are up to in the podcast. However, Scully and Skinner, they've had a kiss. Mulder and Krycek, they've had a kiss.
That's true.
So, all these people shipping Scully and Mulder, nope.
And it's not like you're not that far in. You're like 7 seasons in. So.
We're 7 seasons in.
Well, I have to watch the that third episode still.
Well, you don't have to. You really don't have to.
Yeah, I probably won't.
Just listen to our podcast.
Well, I do that. Yeah, I mean, I've already seen it.
In great detail.
Yeah, I do listen anyway. But even if I miss the episodes, I'm like, oh, yeah, now I remember.
Also, if you hadn't watched the second part of the three-parter, doesn't matter because they don't reference it at all.
Oh, I did.
It has nothing to do with the third part.
90s television is so weird.
Yes.
It's so bad.
We were so confused. We were like, so there was we really didn't have to. What? Why is this a three-part? I was so confused.
I remember being on the edge of my seat for the show, waiting and waiting and waiting for it. And now I watch it, and I'm like, my God, what was I watching?
We only had like 3 channels.
That's true. There was nothing else on.
There was not a large selection.
Yeah, it was that 90210. Yeah, Melrose Place. I was taping. Probably things like that. Buffy, obviously, was on.
Yeah. The Pretender.
The Pretender was on. The world's greatest television show.
Yeah.
Or premise for
a television
show.
I can even tell you what episode of Buffy was on because of our random feature where we say, well, if you didn't want to watch X-Files this week, you could have been watching this awesome episode of Buffy instead.
Oh, my gosh. So, what's everybody been up to?
Well, we can't remember if we talked about Comic-Con yet.
Oh, wait, let me look it up on my phone.
I don't think we did. We recorded July 1st.
So. Oh, then we did not.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It was also our anniversary while we've been gone.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
Happy congratulations.
Wow.
Thank you.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh,
goodness.
I wish I brought cake.
Mm.
Which anniversary is this? I wish you brought
Kate, too. 3 years.
Three?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. I was stunned, too. I was like, wow, really? 3 years.
That's crazy.
So I think that means it's been 3 years since I abandoned Jamie.
Pretty much.
I think that's what that means.
Well, it looks like he's abandoned us because he's not in the YouTube, and he usually is.
That's true. We're early tonight. This is
we
nice.
Are way early, yeah.
Except for Claire, who's not early.
Thanks, guys.
That's true. It's like past midnight there now, almost 1 o'clock.
It's almost 1 a.m., yes. Oh. But luckily, I am an unemployed bum at the moment, so I can stay up as late as I want.
Yay! Yay! Well, it's not even dinner time here yet, so.
It's nearly bedtime here, which is always the case. But
you know. Oh, time clock.
Oh, so gosh. Yeah, so I guess I did go to San Diego.
You did, and you got to see all of our friends. That was nice.
I saw some people. Let's see. I went to Vegas for 2 days.
That's right.
It was really hot. Yeah. I then went to Los Angeles area, North Hollywood, and stayed with Josh and Jen, of course. Josh
of Glee fame.
Yes, of yeah. Gleeful fame. And Josh was also on Intro to X, I believe, a while back.
Mm. Yes.
So I stayed there for a couple days, or we all stayed there for a couple days, Connor, Renee, and I. Then we rolled on down to Coronado and stayed there for a couple days, which is right across the water from Comic-Con. And then switched, and I hung out with Stephen Amell in the elevator.
Yeah. I heard don't leave it. Renee out. Don't leave Renee out because from what I hear, she had a Herculean effort in the elevator to keep her cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Successfully.
I'm pretty sure, yeah. Yeah, she was like.
You're a stronger woman than I am.
Yeah. And I believe she thought he was looking down her shirt. No.
Well, wow. We would have been looking up his, so it's fine.
Yeah, so because we were staying right next to the convention center, we saw like a bunch of people. But, you know, I don't really bother anybody, so we just saw them. Like the guy from Grimm who plays the wolf.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I like him.
Yeah,
he's very nice. I like Grimm, but from other stuff.
Yeah, I liked him in Prison Break and a few other things I saw.
Yeah, yeah. He's cool.
We are still watching Grimm.
Renee watches it.
Yeah, you know, it's fine.
Is it still on?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, Renee watches it, yeah. She was actually at a panel when I saw it. Oh, yeah, that's right. She watches it, too.
Yeah.
We saw... Who else did we see? Yeah, Will Wheaton and those type of people. Felicia Day. I know Mikhail will probably melt Felicia Day.
Nah, she's all right.
Oh, you're a Whedon person. You should be kissing her toes.
I'm with you, Michaela. I'm like,
she's okay.
Yeah, she's okay. I mean, I don't know. She's in some shows. They're okay. That's not wrong.
Laundry Day. Oh, sorry.
Remember that time Robin creeped her out?
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. Yeah, because she was like kind of barely famous at that point. That was like, what, 3 years ago?
Dr. Horrible or after Dr. Horrible?
It was after Dr. Horrible.
Well, she only really got big because of the guild, didn't she?
Yeah, but I mean,
she got really big?
Yeah, she was only somewhat big because of that. You know, she wasn't, I don't even think she was on Eureka yet when she was, when we saw her.
No.
Because that was what, 09, 10?
Yeah, 9 or 10, one of the 2 years.
Might have been 2010. One or the other, yeah. I think it was 2010.
Eureka.
Yeah. She's at the end of Eureka.
I have no idea what Eureka is.
It was a TV show on Sci-Fi before it came Syfy.
That would be why.
It's actually a fun show. Really light sci-fi, fun light show.
I don't think I've seen any of those apart from... Is Haven on Sci-Fi?
Yes, it is.
I watched some of Haven because Steph and Des told me to, but I've not seen like Warehouse 13 and...
Yeah, Warehouse 13 is a spin-off of Eureka.
They're perfectly good Saturday afternoon.
They're fun. They're very light, fun characters.
That's kind of what Haven was like, wasn't it? It was like
they kind of take the place of Hercules and Xena.
Oh yeah, those are good shows.
Well, I mean, not they're not that good, you know, because Xena was the best show ever. No,
Xena was actually way better than Hercules.
Oh, totally.
In many
I'm still
ways.
Sad that we'll probably, well, we never will get Lucy Lawless as She-Hulk because she would be amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Xena era Lucy Lawless as She-Hulk.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
So good.
And Jason Samuel is in the chat.
Hey.
Jason Samuel.
Hey.
He was at VidCon recently.
How's it going, Jason?
Yeah, so that was my travels. And then, of course, Claire,
you've been all over the world, Michael. Well, when the world, I mean the U.S.
by the world, you mean the United States.
The world, Claire. You might as well just leave it
there. I know.
The whole world.
I will be back in Disney at the end of August.
Why are you making me jealous? Why are you making me hate you?
Hopefully, the Grenaders, as I butchered her last name, will stop. We'll stop by.
Grenaders. They're explosive company.
Now tell me, Michael, was Vegas hotter than New York? Because
about this.
New York was the temperature of the sun.
Yeah, because it was hot here. Well, obviously, I'm on not that far away, so it was hot here. Obviously, so when we got to Vegas, it was 111 degrees the first day.
Oh,
yeah.
But it was way better than when it was like 98 degrees here.
Yeah,
because it's so goddamn humid.
I leave the hotel for like 10 minutes, and after 10 minutes, I was basically made of like 99% sweat.
Yeah, that
was me in San Diego. 1% so I don't rage. Handle heat well. Yeah, 1% rage.
No, that weekend was like blazing, blazing hot, which is another good reason for going up Friday night and not the other days. Because I'm not insane.
But you missed out on... Well, actually, it was nice seeing you on Friday, and I got Michael David hugs, so I was happy.
If only you guys knew how to use the subway.
I learned by the end of the week. Actually, that's a lie. Me and Moira really got even more lost one other day when we were really tired and we're coming back from a bar and we made three mistakes.
Tired.
I don't drink. I was the designated person.
Dragger. Dragging her home.
The subway. But we made four mistakes. And we only needed to go like one stop and we ended up going the wrong direction, then getting an express in the wrong direction. And it was bad.
Well, yeah, Dan and I got off at Penn Station and walked down to Dan and Tammy's hotels on a couple blocks, and they were like, "Well, let's take the subway." And I was like, "Hey, how about we just take a cab?"
Exactly, we did that a ton of times.
And I was like, "Okay, let's do that," and we did that. And Jason has been traversing the country, as a matter of fact, in the chat there. He's actually been to more of the country than us.
Very cool.
That's right. He was at VidCon in California.
Jason's been all over the place.
How was New York? Other than
it was amazing.
Lava hot.
It was very hot and sticky. We got to see them filming Jessica Jones.
Oh, you did.
Daredevil, which it was amazing that we actually got to see it because apparently it wrapped 3 days later.
Holy cow. Into
filming. Yeah. So we got to see that, which was awesome. We didn't see much, so I can't give anyone spoilers. There was a guy and there's Kristen Ritter. So that's about all we saw. Got to do a lot of shopping, got to do a lot of bits of New York I hadn't done before, which was great. I love the High Line. The High Line is amazing. I hadn't seen it before. I really love that. And we got to see the two of the greatest theatrical pieces ever made by mankind, which was Acrocats, Acrobatic Cats, doing tricks and playing instruments. It was amazing, including... one groundhog called Garfield and one chicken called Cluck Norris, who is my new hero. And on the other scale of New York theater, we got to see Sleep No More, which was awesome and the creepiest thing ever.
Oh, was that the thing with the masks?
And you all get creepy masks that you have to wear and you're not allowed to talk and you walk around at your own pace and can pick up books and open drawers and rummage through stuff, and then every so often an actor will appear and act out something, and then if you want to follow them you can follow them, and it's over like five or six floors. Me and Tammy found each other about halfway through and then held hands the rest of the time.
Never let me go.
Tammy was getting a bit scared, so we did it together. But it's awesome because afterwards we were talking to Dan and Moira, who also went to see it, and Moira was a bit worried because when we were saying about what we saw, me and Tammy, she was like, oh, I didn't see that. And I think she's a bit worried that she missed out on a load of stuff, but she saw so much stuff that we didn't see as well.
Oh, wow.
Because it's basically a very like loose retelling of Macbeth.
Oh, okay.
So we didn't see either of the murders that happened in Macbeth, whereas she saw both of them. So we just saw the aftermath. But yeah, it's so, I went three times
and I saw it.
You went three times?
Yeah, I've been three times before, and I've seen different things every single time. So there's so much to see. Did you see the naked raves?
Oh, what, the rave scene? Yeah, yeah. It was awesome. We saw it twice.
We saw it twice.
Two different angles. Also, Michaela, Macbeth was so hot. Oh, my God. Oh, he was lush. He had a ginger beard.
Oh.
Yeah, he was lovely. We even thought about getting tickets again the last night we were there, but you can't get tickets like last minute because it's always sold out and it's super expensive, but I would definitely go and see it again. Yeah, it was awesome. And Acrocats was equally awesome, just for different reasons.
Acrocats, how was that? So Acrocats was amazing.
Acrocats was great. apparently, John Sterling got the most enjoyment from Acrocats watching Gabby and my reactions to it. So he was watching us watching Acrocats, and he said that was the most entertaining thing because we were cheering, there was laughter, there was tears, we were making up backstories for all the cats and who was like jealous of who and giving them nicknames and coming up with these intertwined plot stories for all the cats.
So oh, my great. God.
It's very entertaining. And it's cats doing tricks. I mean, you know, who's going to hate that? It's like the best thing ever.
Really.
Yeah, it's true.
Exactly. Plus one little groundhog and a chicken called Cluck Norris.
I feel one of my chickens getting a new name. That's all I know.
There's going to be a
cluck. You, Cluck, as of today. You hear me?
Cluck Norris in your future.
That's right.
Oh, Cluck Norris. I think Cluck Norris may be on Twitter as well, so I may be following him in the future from the Defenders podcast account, which is the only account I now use on Twitter because I'm lazy.
Oh, you don't feel like switching back and forth?
No, it's too much work.
It's so easy on Twitter, though.
No.
No?
Look, I still have a Hotmail. This is how lazy I am.
Good point.
All right, that's fair.
But yeah, New York was awesome, and we got to see some of the locations from Daredevil, and I nerded out and did a dance of joy like I do, the Daredevil nerd that I am. So that was cool.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was good. I wish I was still there with everyone.
That's kind of always the hardest is the withdrawal afterwards, isn't it, when we all get to hang out together? And
yeah,
yep. Yeah, after San Diego, I was away for like 10 or 11 days. And when I went back to work, I was like, what?
This is not right.
I don't belong here.
Yeah, what is going on? Wait, it was just 70 degrees with no humidity, and now it's a soup bowl. What is happening?
Oh, England is so cold for me at the moment. But it's only, I think, because it's comparing it to New York.
Yeah, to the billion
everyone's
degrees.
Everyone's like, oh, yeah, it's quite mild. And I'm like, no, it's so cold. I'm freezing. I'm grumpy.
Oh, I'll switch with you. I would love to be in the cold right now.
All right, let's switch. Come on. Through the power of the internet.
We'll go through the pipeline.
All right. I'm going to come out
Buffy.
Of your computer like Mitch Pileggi in Shocker.
Yeah.
Did he do that? I can't remember.
Oh, God.
I could have just said the easy thing and said, like, the little girl out of the ring, but for some reason I was thinking of Mitch Pileggi.
Or like that that monster in the first season of Buffy that was on the interwebs.
In iRobot Eugene.
Yes.
Malcolm the Robot.
No, the one from the first season.
That was Malcolm, wasn't it?
Wasn't no the demon
Moloch, and then he was like, "Oh, my name's Malcolm."
The demon
giant robot,
The Willow robot, the one Willow.
I thought there was a demon on the actual internet in the first.
There
season.
Was.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got scanned into the internet.
Yeah. Oh, is that what it was? Okay, it's been a while since I saw that one. I just remember.
I'm super excited, actually, because I treated myself this week and bought myself a lovely large 4K television. And so I rewatched some Buffy because I can see it. It's really neat.
Oh, yeah, Buffy's very dark.
You can actually see, like, floorboards and stuff.
Wow,
like,
in 4K?
And scenery in the background, yeah.
Wow. So how is 4K? How's it look?
It's lovely. But, you know, I don't know how much actual 4K content I'm really getting. So.
Yeah, that's
true. There's not a lot out there.
Not a lot out yet, yeah.
But the nice thing is it's a Samsung TV. So it's got all sorts of other, like, content, which is really nice. Games and
you can I believe there's a Netflix 4K option.
There is. I just push a button and go straight into my Netflix. I don't have to switch my Apple TV and play with my sound.
No, but I mean, there's a 4K. You can subscribe to a 4K option.
Certain shows are in 4K. Like I know, like their original stuff. I think like House of Cards is 4K. And
yeah, all their originals.
Breaking Bad is as well.
Oh, cool. Yes. Well, I was lucky enough to get to finish watching Daredevil in it, and I could see all that, too!
Oh, did you see the terrible costume at the end? The costume was a little disappointing.
Oh, yeah. But it's because, I mean, it's so funny, because like, because I've been following it all, obviously, on the internet since the show was announced, like, not only for the podcast, but because Daredevil freak. You know, there's all like the nerds who were moaning about the black costume going, oh, he looks so dumb.
Oh, I love
And they
the
were
black.
All the people who were like by the end going, I missed the black costume.
Yeah, I loved the black. But I'm not like a huge Daredevil fan, so it didn't matter to me if he ever got the costume or not. Yeah. But man, the black was just like, it fit the tone of the show better, I think.
Yeah, I think, I mean, they've been quite smart in that the order that they're going to do the shows in are going from the most grounded to kind of the most
fantastical
out there.
Yeah.
So it's I think is a good way of doing it. So I think his costume at the end of the show is a bit kind of superhero-y for how the show had been up to that point. But I think as the show goes on, by the time you get to like Iron Fist.
Yeah, it'll feel more.
You've got like magic ninjas and stuff, which you've had in Daredevil as well. I think you'll be like, oh, okay, you know, fair enough.
Yeah, it'll definitely fit in better once you get to those things.
Yeah.
No, so good though. So good.
I thought you were going to say to Michaela, did you see episode 10, Foggy Nelson Hour, which was the greatest hour of television ever?
She probably forgot.
According to Michael, that's what Michael says.
She probably forgot after going into a coma after watching the episode.
Mr. Foggy Law.
Oh my god. You know, I stopped eating guacamole because of that episode.
Why?
It just makes me
nauseous
now.
You should tweet Stephen tonight and tell him that. Really
I've sworn off guacamole because of your goddamn avocados.
But do you use the best damn avocados?
Yeah.
So it is
the kills attorneys and puts them in his guacamole.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, Michaela. What were you going to say?
No, I was going to ask something and decided against it.
Uh-oh. It must have been dirty.
Ooh. No, I'm just trying to edit my awkward. When I say awkward things, ask Michael David. I updated my Twitter page to say that, Michael David.
What's that?
That I say awkward
things. Oh.
When you were on Claire's show.
When I was on, where?
When you were on Claire's show, when you did your Daredevil episode.
I can't
episode.
Remember what you said.
What did I say?
At the end, you said you did Chatterbox with Michaela, who says awkward things, and then you goad her into it.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Oh, I did say that. Yeah, yeah.
So that's my new moniker in life now. I say awkward. My husband totally agreed. Yeah, that's my new thing. I'm going to get that tattooed on me somewhere.
I was too busy defending Foggy against Michael.
I know. Poor Foggy. What's he ever done to you?
He annoyed me on a television show. And he was possibly the worst roommate in the history of television.
What, because he listens to Train?
Well, that was number one, problem number one.
Jessica would love to live with him.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Everybody loves Train.
My sister would love to live with Senor Foggilo.
Senor Foggy.
She loves Trey.
They did confirm that Jessica Jones is the end of this year, though, right?
Yeah.
It's going to be. They did say originally it was going to be a year between series, but now they've said it will probably be 6 months. So that means Jessica Jones will probably be October, November.
Oh, yay! That's awesome.
Seeing as it just finished wrapping, they've finished, I think, the first two episodes, because Brian Michael Bendis, who created Jessica Jones, has seen them. So they probably will have a trailer out soon, I imagine, because the first Daredevil trailer mainly featured clips from the first two episodes.
Yeah.
So,
well, that will be fun.
Yeah. And Jessica Jones is an awesome character. So,
is it going to go Daredevil, Jessica Jones, Daredevil? Then something else?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. I think Daredevil, Jessica Jones, Daredevil, Luke Cage, Iron Fist.
What are they going to do eventually? Say they give Jessica Jones a second season, they're going to have them all have to figure it out, right?
I don't know. They'll do multiple seasons of each show before we get the Defenders. I don't know. I mean, it's good that they've got the flexibility to change their plan. You know, that's quite cool. That they're not like, no, you know, like Daredevil did. I think it's like the fourth biggest show on IMDb at the moment, you know, which is really cool because it means it's popular with non-fans as well. But, you know, if they turned around and said, no, we're going to stick to our guns and not do another season of Daredevil until after the Defenders, so like for another, you know, 4 years, I think that would have been a really dumb decision. So
yeah, absolutely. Build on the momentum you have.
Yeah, I think you have to go with what's successful and what works. Yeah.
And David Tennant is going to be amazingly creepy in Jessica Jones, and I cannot wait.
Oh, is he like a villain in Jessica Jones?
His character is one of the creepiest characters in Marvel.
Oh, awesome.
And he does creepy really well, as we know from Barty Crouch Jr., right?
Yeah. Creepy. Well, if you've ever seen him in a show called Secret Smile, he did years ago in the UK, the characters are quite similar.
I was going to say, Secret Smile, that alone just sounds like a creepy show.
Yeah. Well, and he was Brian Fuller's backup choice to play Hannibal Lecter in Hannibal.
Oh, that would have been interesting.
And then he chose Mads Mikkelsen, but he was torn between the two, and he said even if David Tennant didn't play Hannibal, he wanted to at some point cast him as a psychopath in something, because he plays a good psychopath.
Wow.
Oh, what was that? Because I watched him in he was a lawyer and he ended up killing somebody.
Oh, yeah. I can't think what that was called, but I know the one you mean.
That was pretty good. Yeah. I enjoyed that quite a bit.
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah.
I just remember his kitchen, because I really love the kitchen in that.
Did you watch him in the terrible American remake of Broadchurch?
I tried. I couldn't get past him doing a terrible accent.
I hope he's not doing an accent in Jessica Jones. Oh. Like, just have him be Scottish or English.
Yeah, that's all.
We know he can do an English accent.
Yeah.
But, his American accent is terrible.
Well, and all bad guys are English anyway, so we might as well.
Well, we are all evil, so.
It's true.
That's why we live on an island, so we can keep our evil to ourselves. I actually live in a hollowed out volcano layer. That's what
hollowed
I am.
Out volcano layer.
Nice. That explains the acoustics I'm hearing. Yes. Don't give all your secrets away now.
I know. Oh, I forget I said anything.
Well, while we're on Marvel.
Marvel?
Might as well go to Ant-Man.
Speaking of Marvel. Yeah.
I did not see Ant-Man.
I have. I saw it in New York.
I haven't seen it yet.
Rob saw it.
Because he saw it in New York.
No, unfortunately, separate times. Yeah.
I saw it with Robin and Dave Maresca, and in a very cool theatre called the Ziegfeld, which is like an old theatrical theatre.
Oh, cool.
It was really cool, yeah. And I loved it, and I actually preferred it more than Avengers 2. But I did like Avengers 2 more the second time I saw it. But the first time I saw Avengers 2, I was like, meh. But the first time I saw Ant-Man, I really, really loved it.
Nice.
Yeah, I agree. It was really fun. It was just a fun, good movie. I didn't have like super high expectations for it.
I didn't know
what they were gonna do. Yeah, but I thought it was done really well. It was really entertaining and
solid. I thought the only weak point was the villain, but the Marvel has that a lot with their one-shot villains. That's, I think they know that's something they've got to work on, because the only good villains they have are Loki, who had a few films, you know, to be developed, and Wilson Fisk, who had 13 hours.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not that good with villains.
I hope he makes it into a movie somewhere, because he's just too good.
I want him against Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah.
It could happen. It could happen.
Yay!
That would actually.
The nerd in me is so happy at the moment with like these Marvel films. I'm just like freaking out.
They were talking about Spider-Man too. The who are the freaking guys running it? It's the guys doing Vacation right now.
Yeah.
But it seems
The director did like some announcement or something, an interview or something today. But I didn't read it.
Yeah, it seems like to be more. They have comedy writers, so apparently it's going to be a little bit more on the humorous side, which I'm okay with.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I mean, they had like, you know, the guys from what were they from? The guys who did Winter Soldier, which was a big surprise, you know, because that was like a gritty kind of 70s espionage thriller feel to it, which I wouldn't have thought, because I would have thought that would have been more comedic because of who the guys were. But I can't think of their names. The Russo brothers.
Russo, yeah.
I mean, with Marvel, I kind of think, well, you know, there's not really anything I don't think that's been perfect so far that they've done. But they haven't let me down in any major way with any of their decisions so far. So I have faith in what they pick.
Yeah, I'm excited. And then, yeah, I mean, pretty much confirmed that we're going to see Spider-Man in Civil War, so at least some form of cameo, which I'm so excited about.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I can't wait for Civil War. It's going to be so good.
I'm probably more excited for Civil War than I was for Avengers 2. I mean, it's almost like another Avengers film, practically.
Yeah, I mean, every
basically.
All of them. And we get Black Panther, and I'm very excited about that. I think I'm most excited at the moment. The film coming up, apart from Civil War, is Captain Marvel, because I love Captain Marvel. Yeah. And I just want her to be a badass, and I want her to go toe-to-toe with Captain America, and, you know, I was on Nutty's podcast on Nutty Bites, I want a brawler female character, because so far all the female characters in Marvel are either stealthy or kind of psychic. And I'm like, no, I want a brawler. I want someone who can go toe-to-toe with Thor and Captain America, you know, like She-Hulk or Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
Because otherwise the danger is you do just get the female characters who are more like Mockingbird and Black Widow, who are kind of stealthy and do martial arts and stuff. But I want someone who could punch Captain America across a room, you know. That would be awesome. Yeah, I'll be dancing and cheering if that happens.
Now, Ant-Man did pretty well both weekends, right?
Yeah, I think it was number one at the box office. It definitely beat Pixels, which, thank goodness.
Oh, dear God.
The reactions in the group when I asked if anyone was going to see that were quite funny.
My reaction was, hell no!
Hell no!
Yeah.
When I asked the question, I know that I didn't know Sandler was in it.
So oh, no, it's his.
Oh, right. I don't know what cut of the commercial I was getting.
Yeah, it's his flick.
I saw a review of it on Channel Awesome. I can't remember the reviewer's name, but he basically said that this film was pretty much made for him, because he is like crazy about old games. You know, he collects, you know, your old game consoles and, you know, the original games, like things like Pac-Man and Donkey Kong and all that, which is in the film. He's like, you know, so this film was basically designed for him, and he absolutely hated it, and he just went on everything that was wrong with it. And if the fact that it, you know, can't even please someone who, you know, loves those references so much, to see Pac-Man and Donkey Kong and all this, it just sounds horrible. Like, everything I've heard about it, I'm just like, why is Peter Dinklage in this film? You are too good for this, Peter Dinklage.
Yeah, that was disappointing. That's kind of like, what's his name? Hank being in Under the Dome.
Yeah. Hank.
It's the same kind of thing. It's like, what are you doing? I know you're getting paid, but what are you doing, really?
Yeah.
And speaking of terrible movies, Dominions.
Yeah.
I've not seen it.
don't know how I got talked into this. Did anyone else see it?
I saw it with kids. So Renee and I.
My best friend has seen it twice with her child.
Yeah, we went and there was a theater full of kids, and it was pretty quiet after the first half of the movie.
Which is unusually terrifying.
It was, but the weird thing was the whatever, you know, the adult humor or whatever was all geared to like early 60s references.
Really?
Like, were they going for the great grandparents? Like,
maybe they're the only people who would.
Who the fuck was going to this thing?
Yeah, I don't know. I was so focused on the fact the guy in front of me kept taking random photographs of the screen. I don't.
Ooh. What? Well, that's distracting.
What is going on? What are you doing? Yeah.
If he wants photos of Minions, he could just go to any shop at the moment.
And yeah, pretty much. Like, they're everywhere.
Minions merchandise.
Yeah.
I'm like, are you blogging this later? Or like, you know, like, what's going on here? It was very weird. And the kids were very well behaved. I will agree. They were well behaved. But
it
I
was
wanted
really
to see...
boring, though.
Yeah. Well, banana. That's it. That's all you get. Banana.
But then, yay. Like, all of a sudden, Gru shows up. Like, what is he, 90 years old now?
Spoilers.
Yeah, well, sorry. Sorry. I'm going to spoil the shitty movie.
Now I'm not going to go see it, Mike.
Gru shows up in, like, 1965 or whatever year it is. Like, how old is this dude now? Like, that was 50 years ago.
Yeah, they wouldn't have allowed, first of all, single guy adopting kids. I don't know.
He would have had
especially
to be,
like 100.
Yeah, he was, like, 70 when he adopted them.
I know. At least.
So how old was his mother? 140 or something?
Yeah. Well, you can tell I'm not picking the movies because we've seen San Andreas and we've seen Minions. I am not picking these movies. I want to see Inside Out. I did not get
it. I want to see it too.
Yeah. That was actually good.
Yeah, I wanted to see that. I want to see that too. We all wanted to see that, but.
There's nothing out at the moment, like in our local cinema. I had a look and everything is either, well, it's either Inside Out or Minions, like across like all 10 screens because it's summer holidays for the kids.
Yeah, well, now that I spoiled like, the Minions, you're never going to see that, yeah.
Well, yeah, I don't need to go see it now. I was planning to see it tomorrow, Michael. How dare you?
You've been spoiled.
Oh.
Michael doesn't care about spoilers.
No, I don't. I don't. I not even in the slightest.
No. Anyway, yeah, you know, go see Inside Out again. I wouldn't go see the Minions.
I want to see Inside Out, yeah. I might go and see it.
Yeah, I want to see it too.
I'm probably seeing Ant-Man again with my best friend because she wants to see it.
Yeah, I'd like to see Ant-Man as well.
Yeah. And Paul Rudd is adorable. I actually had a conversation with Tammy about it where she said to me, not knowing like comic books that well, she said, please tell me that... at some point, Ant-Man and Daredevil interact just because I want to see Charlie Cox and Paul Rudd interacting. She said it would be adorable, and I was like, I don't think they do that much.
Probably not. Sure.
I think there's one where there was a recent comic where Ant-Man was like running around in Daredevil's body.
Oh, God.
But, in Foggy's body. That was it.
Oh, that's a shame.
But it was Hank Pym, not Scott Lang. So
he might be less quippy that way, Michael.
Yeah, he'd be less quippy.
A little Ant-Man running around inside him.
Stop being quippy and hitting him in the brain.
You will not take away Foggy's quip powers.
Speaking of not being quippy, I think I'm the only one, but I absolutely love the Batman vs. Superman trailer. Because I love misery and I don't want to laugh.
You know what, though? I watched every single trailer that came out of Comic-Con, and to all of them, I went,
Yeah, see, I did like the Batman-Superman one.
I watched Deadpool, I watched Batman-Superman, I watched Suicide Squad, and all of them, I was just like,
Yeah, Suicide Squad didn't do it for me. But
I love Deadpool. Other than that, it was like, But I thought Deadpool, they're seems like they're doing right.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if they're going to use the script from a few years ago. They recreated, like, the footage that leaked, didn't they, you know, a while ago with, like, the freeway chase. But I think Deadpool will be fun, but the trailer just didn't blow me away. I prefer all the sort of stuff he's been doing, like, hitting Mario Lopez around the head with a whatever it was, a light, you know, all that kind of stuff. But the actual trailer, I was just like, mm. But I think it's just because I'm sad that Daredevil's finished and nothing in my heart. So I'm a bit of a grumpy geek.
Well, you should just be excited about Batfleck. Because
Team Jennifer Garner till the end. What? No.
There's God, she's a terrible actress. But other than that, I prefer the non-quippy, no humor, lots of people die movies.
That's because you have no soul.
It's true.
Oh God!
So did you guys hear the theory about Suicide Squad and Batman versus Superman?
No. No.
Do you guys read a lot of Batman comics? Do you know about Batman?
I know about it.
I think there's
been a lot of people theorizing that the Joker in Suicide Squad, the Jared Leto Joker, the reason why he's so young is because he is Jason Todd, who was the Robin that got killed in the comics. But yeah, in this, because you see like the ruined Robin statue that, yep, said like that in the Batman Superman trailer, but they theorized that he wasn't killed, it's just that Joker took him and drove him insane and he's the new Joker.
Oh,
which would be interesting.
That would be very different, you know, and interesting. Yeah,
if there was, I mean, I would like to see the more classical Joker then in the film, because I really hate Jared Leto's head tattoo saying damaged. That's so dumb.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think that could be a cool twist if they did that.
Yeah, depending on how he ends up with them. I mean, maybe they come up with a story where it works. But,
well, if it's like the Joker tattooed them all over Jason Todd, I'd be like, that's cool. And drove him insane.
Yeah.
But it's the idea of the Joker wandering into a tattoo parlor and saying,
"Could you do this?
Hello, good sir. Please will you tattoo me with ha ha, ha 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 ha."
Yeah,
you know why? Because I'm crazy.
Probably didn't go that way. That'll be my guess. guessing that's not how it's going to happen. Probably he's hanging out with Dana Scully in a rainy night in Philadelphia. Nice. And
are his tattoos also voiced by Jodie Foster?
Because
that would be amazing.
Yes. but Suicide Squad didn't like super excite me, but you know, it's at least different.
Yeah.
You're getting different type of villains in a different way. The Marvel stuff just doesn't do anything for me. Daredevil was very good. I enjoyed that. But the rest of it is just, you know.
Hell yeah, it was. Hell yeah.
Except for Foggy, of course.
I don't know.
It's just preference. And it's good to have options.
I told you, you should feel bad. He's got cancer in the comics at the moment, Michael.
Who, Foggy?
Yeah.
Can he also get AIDS?
Double AIDS?
Yes.
Or just regular AIDS?
Can he die faster in the comic?
Oh, it's going to be like
really sad panels.
There's going to be some panels of Michael David sneaking in, like putting a pillow over Foggy's face. And then
The artist will be like, hang on a sec, I didn't draw this. What the hell's happening? And it'll be like that Take On Me video by Aha.
Yeah, it'll be like,
comic.
Then I'll just like tattoo stuff all over my face and...
Fragile.
Yeah.
Damaged.
Yeah, I don't know. Suicide Squad might be a little over the top for me, but, you know, depends on how it's played. We'll see.
Yeah.
The only problem with that is that, like, that's DC's universe now. Like, they're building this universe to catch up to Marvel. So, like, but if they screw anyone up, it's like, you can't just recast so easily.
Yeah, but you
know. I don't know. Look at the Hulk.
Yeah.
How many times
I think you can. I don't think you need that.
I really, really wish that DC, and it's not just because I'm a Marvel girl, because I want DC to be awesome as well, because I'm all for more superhero films because I love them. And, you know, there are modern mythology. And I wish that DC just seemed to have a better plan, because they're not going to cross over, obviously, their film stuff with their TV stuff, which I can understand because it does limit Marvel with what they can do, because as you can tell with like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is very limited with what it can do because it all has to match the films. So I think in that case it's actually to its detriment. But the fact that DC are probably going to be recasting Batman again in like another 10 years because you've got little kid Batman running around in Gotham. Mm-hmm. They're probably not going to bring to the big screen.
No.
You've got Ben Affleck, who in 10 years is going to be, you know, nearly 60. He's not going to be Batman. So you're going to be casting again. Because they've done one where Batman's a kid and one where Batman's like Dark Knight Returns, where he's older. Why not actually start from scratch?
But there's
it just doesn't make sense to me.
I think there's been too much starting from scratch. There's plenty of Batman stories where he hands it off.
They don't have to do an origin, though. They could just have him in the first Batman film. You know, he's in Gotham and he's Batman, but he's, you know, in his 30s.
Yeah, you could do that.
I don't understand.
But I'm okay with getting a story where he's handing it off, too.
Yeah, that would be cool. Well, if they're planning on doing that and he maybe hands it to, like, one of the Robins, but I think fans would moan because they did about in Dark Knight Rises.
True. They kind of did that.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt at the end, like...
It would have been nice, I was hoping, It would have been nice to keep that going, but, you know, it would run its course.
Yeah.
Plus, they had nothing going parallel with it, so.
Yeah, we'll see about Batman vs. Superman. I think it's funny that they were still calling it a sequel to Man of Steel, and I'm like, no. Henry Cavill's probably crying every night going, what happened to my Superman sequel? This is not a Superman sequel. This is I'm second on the title.
Yeah, that's true.
Poor Henry Cavill.
All depends on how it goes.
Yeah. Who is going to go and see Man from U.N.C.L.E.? Because I'm not. Speaking of Henry Cavill.
No, probably Guy not. No. I think I saw the preview for it and I was just like, yeah.
I feel bad for Armie Hammer because he's a good actor.
Yes, he is.
Like, he's really good in stuff, but he just is in utter crap.
Yeah, really bad stuff. Because
he did that. He did Lone Ranger. He did Mirror Mirror. He was great in Social Network.
I loved Mirror Mirror. So happy and wonderful. I love the ending, the Bollywood dance. I'm like, what a loser I am watching this. I'm loving it so much. I do. I've been turning my brain off a lot lately.
I liked it because it was very pretty, because the director who did it always does beautiful films.
Yes.
So I could just kind of watch it and go, oh, this is so pretty.
Yeah, I don't know why I enjoyed it so much. I think the fact that it takes the piss out of itself so much is what I enjoyed about it so much.
And then the other Snow White you had, like, at the same time, because, you know, like, you had the two Snow White films.
Yeah.
You had that.
Oh, yeah, that was the other one,
which took itself super seriously, which was like, yes, Snow White, you're going to go and lead us all in battle. What?
And what experience do you have?
Yeah, that was weird. I saw some of that.
They're filming the sequel at the moment. Why is that getting a sequel? And Snow White's not in it. What the hell?
Oh, really? Huh?
They're filming it, like, near where I live.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that.
Snow White's not in it because she slept with the director. That's what happens.
The Huntsman. It's just basically an excuse for the studio to get money from all the Chris Hemsworth fans.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Mm. And Taylor's like, yep. Yep,
yeah,
yep.
Well.
Hi, Kate. You need to come to my town when they're filming the next Avengers film, because they film near me.
Oh, do.
And he and Chris Hemsworth go shopping in the health food shop in the next town along from me.
Oh.
You've got to get them to update their Twitter whenever he's there so you can run to the store for things.
I will. My friend literally walked into his chest and was like, oh, hi, Thor.
Hi, Thor.
I've hit a stone wall. Ouch, my head.
Oh no, it's Chris Hemsworth.
Oh, ouch, I've hurt my head on your chest. Ouch.
On your Norse god abs.
Oh, man.
How tall is he? My head's only reaching his abs. Ooh, that would work out well for him, wouldn't it? Oh, sorry. I say awkward things.
Oh, man. Well, speaking of superheroes,
yes,
I saw Tig.
What's Tig?
Which is a documentary about Tig Notaro, a comedian, or comedian if we were in the 1980s.
Ooh. Comedian.
A lady?
I know. It's odd. I know. But it's just a story of kind of what she went through over a few years with her mother passing and getting cancer and all kinds of stuff.
Oh, I have heard about
yeah,
this.
Yeah, it's just yes. really...
Sounds hilarious.
No, it's very... It's just very good.
We know that Michael loves cancer, particularly if it's foggy. That
I love cancer. I love foggy with cancer.
Double AIDS.
And a pillow on his face.
Yes. I was really, really hoping Nobu, like, Foggy walked in while they were fighting and then that, like, hook went through his head. And he accidentally... But that did not happen in Tig, obviously. But
There were no ninjas in Tig?
Yeah, there was no ninjas in Tig. But it was very good still. And also, Foggy was not in Tig, which also makes it very good. So
I thought you just hated him as Foggy. Do you hate him in everything? Do you hate the Mighty Ducks?
I have never seen the I've never seen the Mighty Ducks.
Oh.
But I'm a big Joshua really? Jackson
why
fan.
Why do you hate everything that's good, Michael?
I have very high standards. Very, very high standards. So I would
recommend.
That is
why I am your guest this week.
That's true. Wink. That's true. We only have professional podcasters from Empires on this show.
Yeah. From the Empire.
We forgot to bow before you came on. I'm sorry.
I'm going to start my own empire. I've decided.
It's easy. First, you fire Jamie.
Hire yourself.
Yeah, no, yeah, you hire yourself. Whoa, that's some weird sound.
What was that?
I don't know.
That was your private plane because you're
that's
now
it sounded like, emperor. Like Michaela just took off and went somewhere.
No, it's not me. There's no.
Oh, that might be the. I have a train. Station.
Oh, is that all? Okay, no, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I have a train track that runs down the end of my property, and I'm in the flight zone, so I hear you.
Somebody died last night, too.
Like, oh, they get hit by the train?
Yeah, hit by a train, like, right by me. Like, I got home, and there was, like, just, like, a crap ton of police cars.
Yeah, that happens. That happened right next to our house once.
Like, in a car, or, like...
No, dude stood in front of it. But, no, I don't know what happened there. Usually they just walk
like
in front of it, yeah.
Probably on purpose. I mean, it's hard to accidentally get hit by a train.
No, actually, I went to school with a guy who was so drunk, he walked into a moving train with his face.
Oh,
I mean, when you're drunk, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's different. That's different. That's
still big and loud and has a big bright light on the front. Hello. He wasn't the smartest boy in our class.
In this particular area, you would have to really try because it's not like you can't just walk. Like across, like it's like elevated over, so you'd actually have to go up to the platform, and then like, you know, go
make
down. Yeah, it would be hard even for a drunk person to get hit. But I don't know what happened.
Yeah, usually it's
usually suicide. Yeah,
well,
suicide.
That's just sad.
Yeah.
Yep.
But it's like at least don't be a dick. I mean, like at least do something that doesn't. Inconvenience other people, right?
Or yeah, the poor train engineers though, or who I feel bad for.
Yeah.
Oh, that was pretty traumatic.
Because
they're
like helpless to stop anything. You know, it's not like they can slam on the brakes and stop. You know.
Yeah.
Poor people. Way to bring it down. Way to bring it down.
Wasn't me this time.
Right, well, so... I live like next to a hospital, so if you hear any sirens, I'm not being chased by the police.
No,
it's an ambulance.
Do you hear any ghosts? Are there a lot of
What are ghosts?
Well, I do live in England, where there's loads of spooky ghosts. Apparently,
yeah, there's always ghosts.
Apparently, there's the ghost of a pirate that lives in the pub near where I live. That's what I was told. A ghost of a pirate in the pub.
Oh,
but the pub's called the Druid's Head, so I don't understand why there's a ghost of a pirate and not a druid.
Yeah, wouldn't there be a? That would make more sense.
I have no idea. I don't know. I don't think there's any ghosts because I don't think they exist.
Yeah,
I love those shows, like the secrets of, you know, Hayworth's Castle and those kinds of things. I love those shows. And they're always talking about ghosts on those things. It's so funny.
I annoyed the tour guide when I went to the most haunted place in Europe, which I've told this story on Intro to X, but me and my sister went to the Edinburgh Vaults up in Scotland, which is like all the hollowed out parts under the city, which they were going to use to store herbs and stuff. Like, basically, they filled in all these bridges and they made these rooms and they were going to use them to store herbs. But then they realized that they'd made them from rock in the nearby volcano, and because it's volcanic rock, it's porous, so all the water was going in and ruining the herbs and spices. So basically all these people moved in there and it became like the center of vice and murder, and it was disgusting, and people were like sneaking in there, and like Burke and Hare would sneak in there and kill people, like, and sell the bodies to universities to experiment on and all this. So we got this tour of these vaults, and it's like pitch black in there. You can't see a thing, and it's silent, and the tour guide's doing her best, you know. Ooh, and then there's this demon and this ghost, and there's all the people like, and then there's just me going, so when they built this, did they not realize that this rock is porous and therefore would ruin all the stuff? She's like, well, yeah, they thought about that, but then, you know, the ghosts. And I'm like, yeah. So when they did this, so and she was getting really hacked off of me because I was not scared at all. But then when I went to like the haunted house thing, the Edinburgh dungeons, which things jump out at you, I was terrified because I am a wimp. But, you know, because you know stuff's going to jump out of you there. But in the vaults, I was like, well, nothing's going to jump out of me because I don't believe in ghosts.
So. Well, that would have showed you, huh?
Yeah, if a ghost jumps at me, I'll be like, oh. But yeah, I didn't amuse the tour guide. I think she wanted me to be scared, and I was just
scared,
like,
of the non-ghosts.
Let's talk logic, okay?
Yeah, exactly.
So I'd like to know, the man who designed this, did he get fired? Just because he should have, right? I mean, let's talk about
probably.
That.
What about you? If you want all the horrifying stories about how it was to live in like Britain at that time, I mean, you know, go to Edinburgh or London because they're horrifying. Like the fact that in Edinburgh they have like the first bit of the city they built was up on a hill, you know, as you usually do. They've got the castle up on the hill so you could see, you know, the land around. And there was a lake at the bottom of the hill. And so all the villagers, when they used to go to the toilet, would throw it out of the window, as you do. So it would all go down the streets and like a little stream of poo and go down the streets into the lake. And it was so polluted that in the summer, the sun baked a crust on the lake that you could walk across.
Nice. Oh, wow. That's, that's sounds delicious.
We were disgusting, guys. I'm just saying, us Brits. We still are. So, and you came from us. So there you go.
Oh, that's see, right. That's what happened.
Yep.
Well, I do have some.
We don't throw our stuff
poo out the window anymore. You don't dump it out a bucket out the window.
No,
anymore.
We put it in the garbage every week.
What?
The compost.
Yeah.
That's probably more disgusting. Well, I have some feedback here.
You do. Can I talk about Humans really quick?
Oh yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
I sit like that on much TV. Is anybody else watching Humans?
No, I want to know if it's any good. That and Sense8.
I have not started Sense8, but yet. But I'm going to say my list. But Humans is very good, and it you know how British shows just have a knack for getting to the point of the thing. Humans
well,
does
that. Because we only have like 5 episodes.
Well, exactly. But it also gets to like the questions that this talks about, the questions that you would obviously have if we all of a sudden had synthesized humans living with us. And I'm really enjoying this. I would definitely say to watch this one if you are not human.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's got some interesting. It's got an interesting B story, and yeah, good. Check it out.
Has it finished now, then?
I do not. Not in Canada, it hasn't yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it probably has been on the.
Yeah. I think all the episodes are on demand.
Oh, not here. Not yet. If we get our feedback done, then we have time for Michaela's Got Questions, which will be the first one we've done in like a year.
Yes. So the feedback, if we remember back to the last episode, Rob basically spit all over feminism and and became a Gamergator and all kinds of stuff. Oh. And said Brave was the worst thing ever made. So I think this first feedback has...
Is that how it happened? I'm just trying to figure it out.
I think this first feedback has to do with Brave, and it is from Maggie. And she,
oh, you are in so much trouble.
Oh, no.
She might be yelling at you. I'm not sure. I haven't listened to it
yet. I don't remember what I said.
You said Brave was awful.
Yeah.
That's true, though. That's a fact. That's not even, like, my opinion.
Brave is awful. Girls are silly. They shouldn't be tough with bow and arrows.
I never said that.
Why do girls like Brave? Especially redheaded girls.
I just said it's not a good movie.
Redheads are terrible, and then Moira Brown's going to call up and be really pissed.
I am a redhead. I'm a fake redhead.
Yes, at the
I'm
moment, you are. That's true. Whoops, I just thought, there it is. All right, here we go.
Give him hell, Mag. Hey, Michaela, Rob, and Mike. This is Maggie. I'm just listening to, I think it's episode 52, and you guys are talking about Pixar movies, and Rob just said that Brave was that sucked. And I've got to say, Rob, you were wrong. Brave is, I agree with you, it's not one of Pixar's best, but the way Brave depicts the relationship between mothers and the mother and the daughter is pretty well on, and it's pretty accurate. And I had better things to say a minute ago, and I just lost it. But it is a different kind of movie for Pixar, but it's still better than a lot of movies out there, especially a lot of animated movies. And the story is a different story, and that's got to be celebrated. This is not a princess who ends up getting married at the end of the movie. It's not. It's a princess who discovers who she is and realizes that her mom is not like a crazy person and out to get her, and realizes, you know, her mother loves her, and it's a different kind of story. It is different kind of story. It is not my favorite Pixar movie, but I would not say it sucks. So Rob, you are wrong, and I like hearing you guys. thanks for the podcast, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye bye. Bye. Thank you, Maggie. See, I agree. I totally agree, and I agree with the point that there's not a lot of stories that examine, especially not in cartoon form, the relationship between a mother and a daughter. And so maybe you know, it didn't mean as much to you as it would to me, a silly girl. You gamer gator.
Gamer gator.
I'm just kidding. God. I think that Maggie has valid points. Definitely. Thank you, Maggie.
Oh yeah, for sure. No, I just want to clarify too that I don't like. I definitely appreciate what it was trying to do, but like, I just didn't
like it.
Compared to other Pixar movies, it just was poor. Compared,
well, maybe
to,
as
it could have been done better. That's all. That's all I meant.
Well, yeah, certainly.
Colby would say maybe you're not the demo.
Maybe I'm not the demo.
Yeah. This property is not for you.
That's right.
Oh, gosh. So next up, we have a fellow lover of Twin Peaks, Will.
Yes.
I actually have to download the thing first. Sorry.
We're professionals here.
The hunky Will Johnson?
And after Will, we have Matt.
Of course. Yes, at the moment, and I'm insanely jealous.
Oh yeah, he's at the Twin Peaks Festival, yeah, with Matt and Mel.
Nice.
All right.
There's lots of getting on together. Somebody come here.
Yeah.
I'm not allowed to travel alone for a long time because I went on too many vacations alone, Caitlin. Apparently.
All right, and here is Will.
Hey, Chatterbox, this is
Will.
If you send me a bag of money, I will come to you.
What's been going on? I haven't been watching a lot of TV lately. The only thing I really watch is True Detective right now. I'm behind on pretty much everything. I'm thinking about just cutting the cord and just deleting everything. Well, you know, just getting rid of all the stuff I haven't watched yet and cutting the cord, but we'll see. Been playing games a lot more lately. I've been playing The Elder Scrolls Online. I wonder if Mike has played that.
I have not, actually.
Also been playing some little, you know, short and quick indie games. It's hard to devote like 40 or 60 hours to a game, except I have been playing an MMO And haven't really seen a lot of movies either. Last I did see Ant-Man, which was excellent, excellent. Had a lot of fun watching that. But I guess lately I've been going out and meeting a lot of new people, making friends, drinking a lot of beer, and just putting myself out there. I've been actually going on dates lately, and
nice.
It's been fun, actually.
Awesome.
And I've been using the online apps to do that, and I think I've talked about this on other podcasts where the guys I've been going out with are like 20 and 25 and 24, and it's a really good boost for the ego when these young guys are seeking you out, because they usually make contact, and then I'll, you know, propose an in-person meeting, and we'll go out and hang out, and it's been a lot of fun, and man, those 20-year-olds have a lot of energy. This old man doesn't have as much energy as them, and this week, I just got back yesterday from the Twin Peaks Festival up in North Bend, Washington, where I got to hang out with Matt and Mel from Canada. Yay. And precious little Caitlin, who's also from Canada, and the other Matt, Millennium Matt. And it was a lot of fun. I got to see people that I met last year when I went, and got to meet a lot of new people. But the only downer was that at the end, my car had died, and had to get it towed, and it cost a shitload of money to get fixed. But I'm over that. My car is fine now. First time I've had any major problems with my car. But and I did go back to Mississippi, to my homeland. Got to see a lot of friends from high school and hang out with my buddy John.
Awesome. Yeah. Yay, John!
But yeah, life is good. Life is good. And hopefully I'll be on the show sometime soon. I can talk to you live and in person, and I will talk to you guys later. Bye.
Bye, Will. Thanks for the update.
Yes.
Good nice. For you for getting out there and dating. That's scary.
Yeah.
But awesome when it works out.
Were you trying to jinx him?
No. Thanks.
It's awesome. It's awesome when it works
When it works out, Will.
When dating works out, it's nice. I'm not saying it's not.
Not when you accidentally meet serial killers.
Hey, my dating worked out. It's my 20th anniversary in 2 weeks.
Oh, congratulations.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah, that's a long time. Anyway.
really long. I have no energy today. I'm too tired and old.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, so good for you, Will. And yeah, nice to see you're doing so well.
Well,
he's sounding very Portland, though, with the whole dating and beer drinking.
Beer and yeah, and dating and what else did they do there?
That's it.
That's it.
They eat. They drink.
Yeah.
They date. That's it.
They make merry.
Make merry.
West Coast, baby.
And no, I haven't really played Elder Scrolls Online. I did the beta, but I haven't played it. I'm not a big MMO player. Plus, I like using a controller because I'm old and not dexterous enough to use a keyboard and mouse. So. There's that. So I have Matt's feedback here. Matt, who's the loneliest man in the chat right now because Jamie didn't show up.
Jamie?
Because he hates everyone. Because right now he's listening to a Beach Boys record.
Probably.
That's why I can't make it. But let's see. I got this. There we go. Here we go.
Hey, Chatterbox. It's your old buddy, Matt. It's been a while since I put in some feedback, so I guess here we go. Not a whole lot has been going on recently, but I have been reading a few books, you know, seeing a movie or two, and a little bit of TV. It's, you know, kind of a light season. First book I want to talk about is a book I read a little while ago called The Bone Clocks by David Mitchell, who is the guy who also wrote Cloud Atlas. And this book is kind of a hard book to describe because it's kind of one of those books that it takes to like page 500 before it makes sense or you really kind of understand what the story is going on, what's going on in the story. But it's not a confusing book. It's a really interesting book. It's about a young girl who kind of finds herself, that's like kind of as a key player between these kind of two sides of immortal beings, and like kind of a good versus evil kind of thing. But it's done in a very interesting way. It's not really done the kind of the typical good versus evil type story. It's a little bit of a challenge, but I think it's definitely worth it. And David Mitchell is certainly a very talented author, and yeah, just it's certainly worth checking out. Hopefully more people check it out. The next book I want to talk about is The Secret History of Wonder Woman. It's reading a few nonfiction books. This is a kind of a biography of the man who created Wonder Woman, named William Marston, who was also the guy who invented the lie detector test. And he led this very interesting life, very unusual, unorthodox personal life. And it's a really interesting story about kind of early 20th century feminism, lie detector tests and crime. And also in the last third, we learn more about the early days of the comic industry, at least as we know it. And yeah, it's kind of a quick read. It's only about 300 or so pages. And it's, even if you don't care for Wonder Woman or you don't like comics, the story is really interesting. And I would definitely recommend checking that one out. Next book is my other nonfiction book is Nothing to Envy, Ordinary Lives in North Korea by Barbara Demick. I forgot to say, the Wonder Woman book is written by Jill Lepore. Anyway, Nothing to Envy is a nonfiction book about life in North Korea. She interviewed a bunch of people. It focuses on six particular people who lived in North Korea and obviously defected, and talking about how their lives were in North Korea basically from the 90s through the 2000s. And North Korea is rough. Like, it goes through, it talks about the famine and the constant blackouts that go on. Like, they have, like, no electricity in North Korea. And, yeah, North Korea is so grim. And it's a really compelling read. And, I don't really know a whole lot about North Korea aside from what, like, politicians tell me. But, yeah, if you're like me, this is something that you definitely should check out. And it's really just a compelling read. And, yeah, I can't say enough good things about it. It's definitely worth checking out. I said it's worth checking out like three times, so sorry. I've been catching up with BoJack Horseman a few episodes in. I've heard the second season's really good, but I'm a ways from there. Also, a while back now at this point, finished season 3 of Orange is the New Black. I know a lot of people weren't big fans of this season. I have to admit, it was the weakest of the three, but I still think it was really good, and it's just such a great show with so many well-developed characters and just a wide diversity of characters, and that's something that should always be celebrated, especially when it's still done pretty well. Movie-wise, haven't seen a lot of blockbusters lately. Last thing I saw was Ant-Man, which is good, but as much as I liked it, I thought it was like kind of a solid B-grade movie. I thought, I couldn't help but think, like, I probably would have liked this better with Edgar Wright as the director. I kind of wish that I didn't know that he was involved in the making of this movie. I probably would have liked it a little better, because there's stuff in there that you can see that would have been, I would have liked to have seen how Edgar Wright would have handled it as a director. But it's still a fun Marvel movie, but not near the top of the heap. Also, I saw Inside Out, the latest Pixar film, and yeah, it's another great one. I think I may not like it as much as everybody else, but that means like I give it an A-, whereas everybody else seems to be giving it an A. We really like this one. You know, the Pixar's imagination is just unparalleled, and it's really a great way of learning how the brain works. It's something that you know, kids watching this movie, it's something that the parents can talk to them about after they see it. It's really something, they delve into the complications of emotions and stuff, And it's still, like, they have, like, that solid Pixar structure that just makes those movies just so good. And, yeah, it's another one of those movies that just proves how Pixar is just, you know, tops among the studios. And it gets caught, it's talked as, like, talked about like an auteur for a reason. And, yeah, movies like this just reinforce it. All right, I have been babbling for a while now, so I will wrap it up here. Okay, talk to you guys later. Bye.
Oh, my mic was off. Sorry about that.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Matt.
I can't wait to read that David Mitchell book, so I will have to comment in the group whether I enjoyed it or not.
Nice. Nice. Yeah, I want to see Inside Out. I, you know, like I said, I'm an emotional human being right now, so I know I'll just cry my eyes out, so I'm kind of waiting for it to come out on, so I don't have to watch it in the theater.
Right now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, in general, like, at the moment in my life. Me. I'm working on it. Before we get into, does anyone have any other comment to make about Matt's feedback?
I'd definitely be interested in the book about North Korea. I follow some Instagram accounts that go to North Korea, and it's just interesting seeing pictures of people, but you don't get the full stories. But it's interesting just seeing the pictures of people in their daily lives. I'd like to hear actual stories of what it's like.
Yeah.
I agree with him as well about the comment about Ant-Man, because I was thinking that during the film, going, I wish I didn't know that Edgar Wright was going to direct
this.
You know. I still really enjoyed it, but there was a few times where I was thinking, oh, if Edgar Wright directed that bit, I can see how he would have done it. And
I like how they kept his shrinking effects, which is cool. And it kind of reminds me of Scott Pilgrim, that kind of like, I don't know how to explain it, but when he shrinks, that kind of like, effect that was used.
It was cool, the effect. I mean, the shrinking stuff was great, you know, like all the effect stuff.
But yeah, I would love to see more of his humor in there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so there was a little bit of Ant-Man feedback in the group, so I wanted to read that, since there's a lot of Ant-Man feedback. Jessica said it was a good, entertaining movie. Michelle had said that it was definitely better than she had expected. Then again, I expected a steaming pile, so I was pleasantly surprised. Well, there's a lot of going up from there, so it still suffered from all things that all Marvel movies suffer from, not making an attempt to understand or care about women or minorities, but I hadn't really expected a change on that. And Stephanie Smith said that she did not care for it. So, not getting as good of reviews in the group, maybe, but there you go.
They're very
what
tough.
Do they know?
If it was tiny Paul Rudd running around inside Eldon Henson's body, like in the comics, Michael David would love it.
Just smashing blood vessels as he goes.
Shooting cancer cells with a little ray gun, I think, is what he does in it.
Is it?
Well, don't let him anywhere near Foggy.
Oh, that's amazing.
I think that's what he does. I think they like inject him in Foggy and he's running around like pew pew.
Oh, that's amazing.
Cancer cells. There you go. I'll try and send you a pic.
I have to catch up on Daredevil just to read that. Oh, I picked up an Amish punk comic while I was in San Diego, as a matter of fact. Called Rumspringa. I'm gonna read that. I'll report back on the Irish Amish punk comic. So,
Amish punk.
Yes.
Comic.
Yes, I'm interested to see. So, you have questions?
I have questions.
Go
Claire,
for
are you
it.
Ready? Are you ready, Claire?
Questions for me?
Yes. Yes.
I think I'm ready. Yeah. Okay.
All right. They're not that hard. Okay. I don't want you to be stressed. Very
I'm feeling the pressure.
Okay.
Under I'm tugging at my collar, feeling the pressure.
Uh-oh. Okay. Ready? Now I think I might know the answer, but I'm not going to just favorite TV show, current or of all time? And of all time. Both. Current and of all time.
Current one would have to be Daredevil because I've just finished podcasting about it and I still love it. And sometimes, as you know, when you podcast about a TV show, you might grow to hate it. Yes. But I still love it and I love the character. But all time has to be Twin Peaks. Because I have, you know, it's the only TV show I have a tattoo of on my body. So I love it.
Yeah. Nice. If you had a superpower, what would it be?
Flight. I just want to fly.
Like an eagle.
You know, like, it's the cliche choice to say invisibility or fly. I would love to fly because I've had, like, dreams since I was a little kid that I could fly, which I know everyone has. But, yeah, I would like to fly. And then I wouldn't have to worry about public transport. I'd just fly over the crowds.
Nice.
Which would be great.
Would you wear a bug guard?
Yeah, definitely, because gross, otherwise.
Because I imagine you up there smiling with your arms out and...
Yeah, just bugs in my teeth.
Bugs in your teeth. I'm sorry. I have a twisted mind that
bugs
way.
Bugs down my throat.
I don't want that for you. So we're just going to get you a proper shield when your superpowers kick in, okay?
Why doesn't Superman wear a shield? Why doesn't when he land, he has bugs plastered all over his face?
I know, right? I think it's because he flies in the upper in the lower atmosphere, maybe. Or the,
why
you
doesn't
know,
the Flash have bugs all over his face? No,
yeah, the
that's
Flash
a good
head,
question.
Yeah.
That's a good question.
They need to address that in the show.
Totally. Maybe his suit is bug repellent.
It smells of bug repellent.
He's running so fast, he's creating some kind of air movement around him. There's a pocket in front of him that, I don't know.
Science. I think we found out why bees are becoming extinct.
Oh, why?
Because of the Flash.
He's running into the mall.
Sorry.
He's running through all the bees.
Stop killing the bees, Flash. Environmental nightmare.
You jerk.
Okay. No, I'm not the jerk. I'm the Flash. Do you believe in alien life?
I'm open-minded about alien life, but I don't believe we have been visited regularly by aliens.
Even after watching The X-Files?
Well, especially I want to believe. I still don't even know if aliens have visited Earth in The X-Files universe after watching The X-Files, because they change their mythology as much as I change my underwear.
That's right.
Which is a lot, by the way.
Daily mythology changing.
Pretty much.
The only way to, you know, not be embarrassed if you're in an accident.
Yeah,
oh, wait, that's underwear changing. Sorry. If you could only listen to one singer, who would it be?
Ooh. Cat Stevens.
The Cat and the Crow.
Not Yusuf Islam, Cat Stevens.
Yes, yes.
His earlier stuff. Because my favourite movie is Harold and Maude, and he does the soundtrack, so I just listen to the soundtrack.
Nice. I'm very interested in this answer from you. Which superhero would you be?
Ooh, I don't know, because if it's Marvel, they're all a bit messed up.
Which one as humans, aren't we anyway?
which one would I want to be, or which one do I think I would be?
Or which one would you like to be?
Oh, I'd love to be She-Hulk, because even though she's ginormous and green, she has, like, no self-esteem issues whatsoever. She's just like, I'm fabulous and I'm giant and green and I'm awesome and I'm super smart and I'm great. Yeah, I'd like to be her.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
Do you play
an
instrument?
I'd like to have the muscles.
Oh, yeah, that too. Yeah.
Do I play an instrument? I play like three notes on a recorder. And
ooh, do you play the rose? Do you play the rose on the recorder? That's what I can play. It's the only thing.
I don't think I can remember any tunes. This was when I was a little kid. And I can play about three chords on the ukulele because I am a hipster.
Excellent.
But I would like to learn to play the banjo.
Oh, okay. What would you like to play on the banjo? You have a tune picked
like
out already?
I'd like to sit on a lily pad and play Rainbow Connection like Kermit the Frog.
That was a song we always sang as children, me and my sister and my mother together.
Oh,
Rainbow
I love that song.
If you could be famous, would you, and what for?
No. I'd like to be rich. I would hate to be famous. So I'll just take the money, please. if I had to be famous, though, I'd probably want to be famous for I don't know, podcasting. But then I'd keep my identity very secret so people wouldn't recognize me unless I spoke, and then they'd be like, oh, are you Claire? And I'd be like, yes, I am. That would be cool.
Okay, and finally, what is your favorite swear word?
Motherfucker.
Excellent.
Is there any other choice?
I don't think there is. No, nope. So thank you very much for answering Michaela's Got Questions.
Thank you for asking me Michaela's Got Questions.
That was fun. We haven't done that in a really long time.
I felt like you were James Lipton then, and I was on.
Yes, inside. Well, my last question is a definite homage theft
for
Mr. Lipton. I do admit it. Don't claim it's my own. but yeah, I always like to know what's going on with people. So,
yeah.
Thank you.
That's cool.
So now we're ending the show. Where can we find you?
Me?
Sure.
At the moment, I'm at my desk doing some drawing. Okay.
Address, please.
Drinking so some water. you can find me on Intro to X podcast, which is a intro cast for the X-Files. And we have just started season 7. It's wacky fun. We make up our own fan theories, which are more fun than the show itself, in my opinion.
Yes.
You can also find me on the Defenders podcast, in which we're covering the Marvel Netflix series. We just finished covering Daredevil, although we'll probably do a bonus episode this weekend, I think. And we're going to cover Jessica Jones and Daredevil season 2. It's going to be awesome. And you can usually find me like sneaking onto other podcasts like this one, in which I begged Michaela to let me on.
We're very pleased we could work it out.
Yes.
Yay.
We got some time zone differences. There's 8 hours between you and I.
That's insane.
Oh, wow. That's crazy to think.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. It's a lot of time.
You're 8 hours in the past, Michaela. I'm 8 hours in the future.
Well, yeah, I've asked Desiree before and she won't give them to me. Do you know what the lottery numbers are in the future?
No, but I can tell you that we do get hoverboards.
Oh, goody. I'll find an 8. In the next 8 hours?
Yes. Well, we're meant to get them in 2015, according to Back to the Future.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah,
I'm assuming, this is the year Marty McFly comes back, and then he's going to bring us all hoverboards.
Nice.
Well, he was in London for our London Comic Con. All the entire cast of Back to the Future were there, but I was not there because I was in New York.
That's right.
Yeah. Which was funny because two of the actors from Daredevil flew to London for Comic-Con. One of them lives in New York and we said about meeting up, but he flew to London for Comic-Con and I flew to New York. Ironically, and then I flew back to London the same time he flew back to New York. So,
oh man.
That's a shame.
Well,
maybe next time.
I'm going to roll that beautiful music.
Do it.
Checkbox.
Yeah, look at that. Everything's working like perfection.
Perfection.
God.
Thank you so much for joining us, Claire. It's been a real treat.
Thank you, guys. It was so nice chatting with you. And I wasn't even sleepy and I didn't yawn once.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very late for you. Spoiler alert. It's late
there. Night.
Wow.
It's 2 a.m.
This music's really loud.
It's dinner time for me.
Is it?
I'm doing boring. Fine.
I might get to bed at a reasonable hour after this episode. That's amazing.
Holy.
It's amazing. Oh, there's more. There's more. Oh.
Oh, Chatterbox.
And Rob will be joining me on the Fallout feed at some time.
I can't wait to do it. I'm excited. There's so much to talk about now.
In my empire.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and
if you want to have an empire as well, you can have a fiefdom.
Okay, I'll take a fiefdom. Best wishes to Jamie and Connie and their family. They're going through some stuff, health-wise. Yeah. So, hope everything's going well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just send you our love and our thoughts.
End on that there. Goodbye.